Hey everyone, I'm back. I don't know, I just haven't felt like recording lately and life was just so busy. But I'm back and I've just been laying here, slowly stroking my cock and thinking, what can I do that is going to make everyone turned on listening to my moans, and I think the answer is recording myself reading Dorothy Parker poetry and Robert Benchley essays while I masturbate, because nothing gets me turned on like the Algonquin Round Table. So, this is The Danger of Writing Deviant Verse by Dorothy Parker. And now I have another lad. No longer need you tell how all my nights are slow and sad for loving you too well. His ways are not your wicked ways. He's not the like of you. He treads his path of reckoned days, a sober man and true. They'll never see him in the town, another on his knee. He'll cut his laden orchards down, if that would pleasure me. He'd give his blood to paint my lips, if I should wish them red. He prays to touch my fingertips, or stroke my prideful head. He never weaves a glinting lie or brags the hearts he keep. I've forgotten how to sigh, remembered how to sleep. He's none to kiss my mind a slower way than his. Oh Lord, on weeding this, I find a silly lot he is. This is interview. The ladies men admire, I've heard, would shudder a wicked word. Their candle gives a slight light. They'd rather stay home at night. They do not keep awake till 3, nor read erotic poetry. They never sanction the impure, nor recognize an overture. They shrink from powders and from paints. So far, I've had no complaints. This is Love Song, and then I'm gonna go over to Robert, essay by Robert Benchley. My own dear love, he is strong and bold, and he cares not what comes after. His words ring sweet as a chime of gold, and his eyes are lit with laughter. He is jubilant as a flag unfurled. Oh, girl, she not forget him. My own dear love, he is all my world, and I wish I'd never met him. My love, he's mad, and my love, he's fleet, and a wild young wood thing bore him. The ways are fair to his roaming feet, and the skies are sunlit for him. As sharply sweet to my heart he seems as the fragrance of acacia. My own dear love, he is all my dreams, and I wish he were in Asia. My love, he runs by like a day in June, and he makes no friends or sorrows. He'll tread his galloping rigadoon in the pathways of the morrows. He'll live his days where the sunbeams start, nor could storm or wind uproot him. My own dear love, he is on my heart. And I wish somebody'd shoot him. All right, now we're gonna go to an ad by the New Yorker. And this is Why We Laugh or Do We? Let's Get This Thing Settled, Mr. Eastman by Robert Benchley. In order to laugh at something, it is necessary, 1, to know what you are laughing at, 2, to know why you are laughing, 3, to ask some people why they think you are laughing, 4, to jot down a few notes, 5, to laugh. Even then, the thing may not be cleared up for days. All laughter is merely a compensatory reflex to take the place of sneezing. What we really want to do is sneeze, but as that is not always possible, we laugh instead. Sometimes we underestimate our powers and laugh and sneeze at the same time. This raises hell all around. Fuck. The old phrase, "that is nothing to sneeze at," proves my point. What is obviously meant is that it's nothing to laugh at. The wonder that nobody ever thought of this explanation of laughter before, with the evidence staring him in the face like that. We sneeze because we are thwarted, discouraged, or devil may care. Failing a sneeze, we laugh, and then there's some French that I can't pronounce. Analyze any funny story or comic situation in which we, quote, laugh, and it will be seen that this theory is correct. Incidentally, by the time that you have the, quote, humor analyzed, it will be found that the necessity for laughing has been relieved. This is too dry for even me, so I'm going to go back to Dorothy Parker. Fuck. This is Poem in the American Manner. I don't know your highfalutin words, but here's the way it seems. When I'm peeking out the window of my little house of dreams, I've been looking around this big old world as busy as a hive. And I want to tell ye, neighbor mine, it's good to be alive. I've been sitting here thinking hard and say it seems to me that this big old world is just about as good as it can be. With its... with its starving little babies and its battles and its strikes and its profiteers and hold-up men, the doggone little tax, and its hunger men that fought for us and nobody employs, and I think, why shucks, we're just a lot of grown-up little boys. And I settle back and light my pipe and reach your mother's hand, and I wouldn't swap my peace of mind for nothing in the land. For this world of ours, that just we made for folks like me and you, is a pretty good old place to live, say neighbor, ain't it true? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Okay, this is Song in a Minor Key. There's a place I know where the birds swing low and the wayward vines go roaming, where the lilac nods in a marble god and is pale and scented gloaming. And at sunset there comes a lady fair whose eyes are deep with yearning. By an old, old gate does the lady wait, her own true love's returning. But the days go by and the lilacs die and the trembling birds seek cover. Yet the lady stands of... with her long white hands held out to greet her lover. And it's there she'll stay till the shadowy day, a monument they grave her. And she'll wait by the same old gate, the gate her true love gave her. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. April Fools.